Dan in Virginia, you've got the money pit. What are you working on?
I'm getting ready to put a steel building up. And I was wondering how thick to make the concrete. I've had different people tell me different thicknesses and everything, so I just wanted to get y'all's opinion on it.
Okay, so you're building a steel building, like for a garage?
Cool. It's going to be a part of a garage and part barn. It's 30 by 50, and it's 15 feet high.
And you're going to put a concrete slab in and then build the building above it?
On top of it, yes. And in one section of it, I want to put one of those vehicle lifts in it.
So, I mean, you really need to have a foundation for that. Where do you live in the country?
I live in southwest part of Virginia. Tazewell County, to be exact.
All right. So you do get some winter there, which means the ground's going to get frozen. And if the slab is not properly anchored with a footing underneath it, not to mention the weight of the roof and then the roof with snow and everything else, you could have some settling or some cracking. So you can do this one of two ways. You can either build a standard foundation out of block, or you could do what's called a monolithic pour, which is, you know, the concrete basically goes across the floor and then down into sort of a trench around the outside of that building, and that forms in one piece the footing and the slab together. And this way you'll be in good shape. Now, in terms of that lift, that vehicle lift, you might even dig it out a little bit more in that area where the lift's going to be and make that area, the slab, a little bit thicker just to make sure you have some extra support in the middle of the floor. All right? I hope that helps you out. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.